Morning. Start the Mishnah. Chai ve'erichin. The mashkin and oisan. Chai ve'erichin, somebody who's obligated in an erich that he made already. And it was adjusted as far as what the amount is. Mashkin and oisai. We take a mashkin from him. Meaning we can take collateral against the amount that he owes. Chai v'chatois v'ashomois. If you chai v'kor mechatos or oshom, ein m'mashkin n'naisim. You can't take a mashkin from them. That's a simple reading of the Mishnah. Chai v'oilus v'shlomim m'mashkin n'naisim. So basically there's the category of erichin. And then by Kobonis, there are two categories. Erechin, you always take a mashkin, because Erechin is a regular monetary obligation. You mechayv yourself for Erech, you owe, it's like any debt that you have. So we take a mashkin, like we would if you owed money, to stam hedyot. By Kobonis, there's two categories. There's category oilu shlomim, and there's category of chatos v'oshem. Chatos v'oshem, there's no mashkin taken. The Mishnah doesn't explain why. The Mishnah just says that's the way it is. So we'll see there's two different ways entirely how to learn why we don't take a mashkin from, the Chayrish take a mashkin from everybody. Because whenever you chayev a korban, so you have a debt to Hekdesh. So it shouldn't make a difference the fact that it's a chatash ha'oshem or it's a, what's the difference? Chayev to Hekdesh. The Mishnah makes this distinction. Even though a person doesn't get a kapara until he's willing, until he wants the kapara, still we can pressure the person until he says, I want. Same thing by a get. We could force the person, if Bezdin decides that the person should give his wife a get, based on whatever situation, Bezdin can force him until he says he's willing to give a get. And that's called Ratzon. So the flow of the Mishnah is not so clear. What does the Mishnah mean to say here? So, Bashkofer Rishayna, what the Mishnah means, is that even though there's a din of Mamashkin and by an oil and Ishlamim, right? Don't think that this could be done without the person being maskim. By a chovis moment, we don't care what the guy wants to pay, doesn't want to pay, it doesn't make a difference. We take the maskim from him because he owes money. By when it comes to oilo shlomim, even though we take a maskim, the process can't end over there. We need to get him to agree. If we don't get him to agree, we can't. That's the hard way the Mishnah reads. Agree to the kapar. That's what seems to be the reading of the Mishnah. Now, that l'chayra does not have, so what about pachatas and oshem? Chatas and oshem, we never get there. It's never an issue. Because chatas and oshem, we don't take a mashkin from you. So since we don't take a mashkin from you, the Mishnah doesn't have to say that we have to tell you to say roitzani. We only have to tell you to say roitzani when you're bringing a korban oil shlomi. Because over there, we will force you to bring it. We will take a mashkin from you. So then we have to then bridge the gap between the fact that we're forcing you to bring it and the fact that you need your rotzen. So we need you to say rotzani. You say rotzani, that's the magic word. We say, okay, so you're maskim, so you want the kapora. But by chatas and oshem, we don't get there because we're not going to force you anyway. It's up to you. You want to bring it, bring it. You don't want to bring it, don't bring it. So whenever you bring it, we don't need to go ahead and extract from you a roitzani, because we're not forcing you to bring it to begin with. That's the way the Mishnah reads simply. Exactly. Yeah, because if we took a mashkin from him, and now we took a mashkin from him and he didn't say roitzani, right? And then, so we ultimately forced him to get the korban. We had a financial mashkin on him. The mashkin, we don't gain anything by a mashkin. What does a mashkin mean? Mashka means we go to your house and we take your living room set.
He's going to want it back, so he'll definitely bring it.
We take a living room set. You say, where's my living room set? We say, bring in the behemoth and we'll give you back your living room set. So you come back with your behemoth. You're not a happy customer. You're redeeming your living room set. Yeah? So now we say, David, we have to hear Reutzani. We're not gonna let you redeem your living room set until you say Reutzani. But by Chatas V'Oshem, it's never Negeya. Because Chatas V'Oshem, we have it anyway. Because you, who forced you to come here and bring the behemoth? You came on your own will, you brought the behemoth. Yeah, but I'm just saying, why don't we have to tell him to say Reutzani? Because we never get there. Because the fact that he already brought the Chatas V'Oshem, we didn't force him to bring the Chatas V'Oshem. He came on his own and he brought the Chatas V'Oshem. So I still have an elementary question, which ultimately I think is going to be the approach to understand this again. I don't understand, what does this Mamashkinen have to do over here? You have a Chiyuv to bring a Chatas, yeah? Why in the world won't we force you to bring a Chatas? Forget Mamashkinen. We have Sugyas Hashas if somebody doesn't build a Sukkah. We force them to build a Sukkah. Bezdin will intervene and they will force him to... I'm talking about when Bezdin had the power, they would force you. If a guy says, I don't want to do a mitzvah, when Bezdin was in power, there was a din kfiyala mitzvahs. Which means being observant at one point wasn't so much, even though there's a concept of bechira, there wasn't all that much bechira. Bezdin made you do it. And as much as Bezdin was able to do it, they forced you to do it. So I don't understand what this Mishnah is telling me, that there is this, you're taking a mashkin, not taking a mashkin. We have to force you anyway, al mitzvah, we have to force you to do a mitzvah, logically. So this, I believe that this question is inadvertently bothering the Ktzais. And the Ktzais has a very interesting approach. He feels, not the way I said it. In other words, I said that the reason why the Mishnah brings down after we say Chayvei Oilus Ushlomim Mamashkin and I say, then the Mishnah says Afal Pishein Miskapali Achi Yitzchatzim. So the way I'm learning, that's going back on the Oilus Shlomim. Oilus Shlomim, we force you to bring. Now you need Rotzen. It's okay. We make you say Reutzani. Right? By Chatas, you don't need it. The Ktzai says, by Chatas, it won't help you. By Chatas, it won't help you. Because since Chatas is coming for a kapora, so Koifin Oisei Atshigem Reutzani is not sufficient. You won't get a kapora with that. That's what the Ktzai says. So, Tzvi, could you get me a Ktzai and a Chsam Sefer? Aleph. Shuvah Chsam Sefer. So obviously, what's clear is that the Ktzois has a different approach. The Ktzois understands that this that we have in by a get, which the Mishnah says, v'chein begite noshim, that we force a guy to give a get, and we extract reutzani, we make him say, I want. So the Ktzois learns, that's not real rotzen. That's not rotzen. Rotzen, wanting is wanting. This is not wanting. Shkech. Ktzais is found in the beginning in Hilchos Dayonim, where there the Shulchan Aruch talks about forcing people to do anything. Kfir. So the Ktzais says over here, this din of Koifin ala mitzvahs, he says, is by all mitzvahs. He says, V'koifin oisei atshigei meritzani. And then he goes on to say, and what about a chatas? So he says like this, he says, Eshem Otsinu, this that we find, Yakrav Oisei. Melamed, we find, Shekoifin Oisei. Bezdin forces you. Achiyem Meroitzani. He says like this. Chatris Vashomosh, Eime Mashkin in Kivon Lekapora Kosu. It comes for Kapora. He says, Gabi Oilo Koifin, Achiyem Meroitzani. We find an interesting halacha. We find there's a din called Talu V'Zovin Zvini Zvini, which basically means that if I force you to sell something at gunpoint, and you sell it, and I pay for it, we're not talking about why I didn't pay for it. I give you fair market value for your item, but I forced you to do it, it's a sale. It works. The halacha works. Why? Because we say, agavunse, under the oinus, under the circumstances, you agreed to sell it. Not the best of circumstances, but... And the Gemara goes and gives many examples. I mean, the Gemara says a lot of times a person sells something out of pressure. So now the pressure is a gun. But under the circumstances, I'm willing sometimes a person sells their property because they're under the gun. Psychologically under the gun, right? They're under the gun. This is under the gun. But the halacha is that that's only enough das to be makna. But for taluhu liknois, if they force you to buy something, that doesn't work. That means it's not sufficient das to buy something. Buying can only be done out of rotzen, out of desire. Selling, by definition, is done out of pressure. And that's part of the groundwork of a sale. If a sale happens out of pressure, so that's the chilik. There's a chilik in halacha between selling something, you could force somebody, and buying something, you can't force somebody. And if you do, it's ineffective. So the ktsois, the way he sees it, is by an oila, you're giving an oila to the Beis HaMikdash. You're the makne. So there we could be koifer, we could force you. And as long as at the end of the day we extract a willingness from you to do it, so it's good enough. He says, by the chatas, you're the one who's getting a kapola. So you're like the koine. You're the one who's acquiring something. And he says, and therefore it's like you need more das for that. And the concept of forcing somebody to get a kapola, that doesn't work. And that's how the Ksois understands. Huh? How could you? So in Achlamik, Ksois is saying you can't do that. You can only be koyfe him to sit in the sukkah. If he has a lulav, you could be kinda, you could koyfe him to shake the lulav. But you wouldn't be able to force him to buy something. That's what the Ksois is saying. What? As far as what? So you have to know what the lumdus of get is. Is the lumdus of get, it's a release, it's like a siluk or a shoes? Obviously that's the way he would look at it. Obviously that's the way the Ksais would look at it. So the Ksais says like this. He says, because l'maisa ein ze rotzen. This is not rotzen. This is very different than all the Balei Musa say, you know, with the Rambam, that deep down the Jew really does want. The Ksois is saying, after everything is all said and done, it's not rotzen. Although the Rambam says the inside, the person wants to do what's right. So the Ksois would say that that only adds up to a willingness, not that you want it. I'm willing, I'm going along with it. But that's not called a rotzen. He says, and therefore, lahaknes avo benuv de didan, where you want the guy to have a kapora, it's koifenos a liz case. And he says, therefore, it doesn't work. He says, "Ufimasha kasafti niche the gabi oilo koyfenoise shiema reitzani the avi lahaknais the hainu shiakti shenu lugavoye vul haknais the suin tzarich daita avo bechatos vashomos beinon rotson bailim. You need that the bailim should want the niche bekapora the imloy niche lo bekapora lav klum." And if the guy doesn't want the kapora, it doesn't add up to anything. And therefore, ein lochuf al ze, says the Ktsois, you can't force this. So that's his opinion. That's the Ktsois' sheet. Now, the Chassam Sofer in his tshuvas has a different mahalach, and he feels that this does add up to rotzen. And I'll show you what I think seems to be in a Rambam, that the Rambam is mashma not like the Ktsois. He says, "Ubechatas kishekayfen hayse when you kay for him at sheyem roitzani nechshav nichalei bekapora." That's called nichalei bekapora. Now the lashon of Rambam. The Lashon HaRambam is as follows. The Rambam we brought here in the Ma'amar Kaim is Kol Chayvei Oilos Vashamis, Shlomim, I'm sorry, Memashkin and Oisei. We take a mashkin, we'll take collateral. Afal pishen miskapo leyad sheyisratza. Even though you don't get kapor until you have a rotzen, shenema lotzenei, koifenei seyad shirem reitzani. Now, according to the Ketzos, chatas and osham, you can't force him because it won't work. It's ineffective. It's not that you can't force him because there's no need to force him. You don't force him because it won't help you to force him. It says the Rambam, avol chayvei chatois v'ashomois, ein memashkinenes. You don't force him. Why? Hoyul v'hem ukvei kapora. Since the guy needs a kapora, he needs it. So this could still fit what it says. Says the Rambam, ein choyshishim lohem shemo yifshu. We're not afraid that you'll be negligent. We're not afraid. What is the Rambam saying clearly? I believe he's saying like the Chassam Sofer. Here, the Chassam Sofer, by the way, is in Siman Kufayin Vov, in Or HaChaim. I think that the Rambam is clearly going like the Chassam Sofer. Because the Rambam is saying clearly, if for whatever reason we saw that you don't want to bring a Kohen, then we would force you, even if it's a Chatas. Well, that's what we're going to get. We're going to get to Tesis and Krisis. That's the Sugya and Krisis, Amrulai. That's what we're going to get to. We're going to get to that Sugya. But anyway, it seems clearly that the Rambam's approach is that if somebody really said that they weren't going to bring, let's say a guy came to Bezdin and said, I'm not bringing the Chatas. I'm not. I'm telling you guys, I'm not bringing. Then Bezdin would force him. Well, why would we force him if he's not yet? According to the Ketzos, you don't get the first base. The only way to get a kapora is you have to come in with your das, with your rotzen that you want a kapora. So we can't force you to do it just like we can't force you to daven. Right? There's no din kfi on davening. Why? Because davening is avodah shebelev. You can't force a guy to daven. You can stand him somewhere, make him shake. You can't make him daven. Right? So the same thing, according to the Ketzos, you can't make a guy bring a chatas because a chatas needs avodah shebelev. And if he doesn't have it, he's not getting a kapora. So you can't force him. It's not a question of we don't. It's not necessary. It doesn't get there. It's not in the parasha of forcing. The Rambam is clearly saying that the reason why we don't force you to bring a korban chatas is because we are sure that you'll bring one anyway. But if we were not sure that you would bring one, we would force him. Which means that the Rambam, I believe that the Rambam holds like the Chassam Sofer, which is that if we would force you, and you would say Roitzani, that would be enough of a intention. Right. Otherwise the Rambam makes no sense. 100%. So does the Ketzos have an underlying Yetzer Tov. But the Ketzos is saying in spite of the underlying Yetzer Tov, it's very hard this Ketzos, because this Ketzos goes against all the musa that we hear as kids, the pintle yid, and inside you really want to do the right thing. The Ketzos negates that. The Ketzos is saying that lamaisa, it's not real rotzen. That's really what the Ketzos is saying. He's saying that's why for an oilon, ishlamim, it's sufficient. But for chatas, where you need nichalei bekapora, it's not enough. All I'm saying is that the Rambam, over here in our Mishnah, seems to clearly paskin like the Chassam Sofer's way of looking at it, not like the Ketzos. And we'll see more and more that that's the approach. First of all, let's just go through our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to go with that approach, because our Gemara says, Omer of Popo, Pa'omim shechai v'chatois memashkin enois. Sometimes we will be memashkin a chai v'chatois. Right? Chai v'yoylois ein memashkin enois. And sometimes you'll have an oyla that you won't take a mashkin. Okay, now again, if you learn that chatas is a kapor and therefore it's not possible to force, so it's always going to stay that way. We're never going to be able to get out of that box, because that's part of the DNA of a korban chatas. That's the essence of what a korban chatas is. The essence of a korban chatas is something that's coming for a kapora. So we can never force you on that, because it won't work, won't help you. Okay? But he says, no. What's my example? I'll give you an example of a chatas that you do for us. Chatas nozer. Why? Because after all the karbonis that the Nazir brings, the function of those karbonis are to facilitate, what does he gain? What benefit does he gain? Is that at the end of the day, he becomes his Nazir, he's relieved from his Nazirus. And the halacha is that b'di'evet, if he cut his hair on any of the karbonis that he brings, it works. It's effective. So he gets relief. So at that point, there's no motivation for him to bring the karma chattas. Because he's got his relief. He brought a karban ayla, and he cut off his hair, and he got his relief. So the Gemara says, in that case, we have to be mamashkin you. What do you mean? Can't be mamashkin for a chattas. So the Gemara seems to be saying that you absolutely can. That seems to be it. The Gemara says, which is clearly like the Rambam and the Chassam Sofer, that the only reason why we don't force you is because we are assured that it's not an issue, that you will bring it. And therefore, we don't force you because there's no need to force you. That this Gemara supports that notion. Because the Gemara, that's the Gemara reads, the Kivin Amamar and Gila Chalachas Mishloshtun Yotz. Since b'di'evet, if a Nazir cut his hair on any one of the three Kabbalahs that he brings, he's Yotzid in his ears. Vim Nizrakol of Echad Min Adomim. And if he, the blood is spritzed on him, hutra anozer lishtes yayin ul tamel emesim. So then, he's mutter to be metamel emesim. Posha bo v'loy maisi. Clearly, mamish the wording of the Rambam. Posha bo, he will be neglectful, and he won't bring it. So clearly, the Gemara is saying that the reason why ein memashkenin is because there is no concern of neglect. If there was concern of neglect, then we would absolutely force him. That's, I think that reads in the Gemara. I have a great difficulty to read the Gemara in any other way. I'll tell you a pshat that I have according to the Ksois, but the reading of the Gemara is clearly mashma in that way. It says, I have an example where chayve yoylois ein memashkin enoysan. Boilas yoledes. By yoledes we don't do it. Why? My niu, the akhtemek ro. The Pasuk brings down that the oilo is ma'akev. So the Yeledes can't bring her chatas without previously bringing her carbon oil. And since we won't force her to bring a chatas because that she will do on her own, similarly, we don't force her to bring the oil because she needs to bring the oil anyway. So we have no reason to facilitate that she bring a carbon oil because she will bring a carbon oil because it's the only way that she can bring a carbon chatas. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? The Torah only brings it first in the Pasuk, but b'di'eved, you could bring fakert, you bring the other one first. Adarabe. Says the Gemara, Elo boilas mitzera. We're talking about oilas mitzera. Because over there, it is makir. For the mitzera to become toho, the oil has to be brought as well. So in that case, the oil gives him a benefit. Once there's a benefit, we're not afraid he won't do it. Once we're not afraid he won't do it, so we're clear. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishar ben Yehuda ben Broike Emel, Keshem she'achatosei v'ashomo yikvosei, kachoy losoi yikvosei. Just like the chatas and the oshem of the mitzera will hold back the kapora, so too will the oila hold back the kapora. Okay. So clearly the reading of this Gemara goes like the Rambam. And many, many Rishonim send us that message, like the Rambam, which is that the only reason why we don't force the person to bring the chatas, the only reason why we don't take a collateral from him, is because we are assured that he will do so. Right? That's the only reason why we don't. In fact, the Ritvo in Meseches Rosh Hashanah Davov and the Ramban say that over there the Gemara also says, says the Ritva right over there on the spot, he says, that's only if we see he's doing it. He says, but let's say three regalim go by, and the guy is already being over Baal Ta'acha, he's already allowing himself to go into default. So the other Karbonis, we will start the collateral process even before he goes into default. By the Chatas, and we won't. Chatas and Hashem, we won't do that. But, says the Ritva, If he already goes into default, which again, default in Kachim is 3 regalim, then we will take Mamashkinim. So what do you see? Same idea. That Chantas and Oshem, the only reason why we don't take a mashkin is because we don't anticipate an issue. We don't anticipate an issue. But if we actually run into an issue, then we do take a mashkin. Which, again, that's the way this Gemara flows. And the Gemara in Bava Kama flows exactly the same way like this Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Mem talks about the koifer that you pay if your ox gored and killed. So you have to pay koifer. So the Gemara says that that koifer that you pay, it's a question, what is it? Is that monetary or is that a kapora? And the Gemara says that if it's a kapora, we don't take a mashkin from you. Because nichalei b'kapora. It's the same idea. Exactly like our sugya. We don't take it. It's mashma that if we would need to, we would. Number one, if we would need to, we would. And if we would, you would be yotze the kapora. Meaning this roitzani that you say is sufficient. The fact that we get you to say roitzani, that's enough. So let's read this Gemara of roitzani and then we'll get back to this. The Gemara says, Afal pishe miskapo yachi yishatze, tonu rabbonon, yakriv oisei, it says yakriv, the word yakriv is saying you impose, melame che koifin oisei, we force him to bring the call. Yocho bal kochoi, you would think we could do it without his willingness, tamalem alotzainai. Okay, Tzad, how do we rectify these two psukim? That one pasuk is telling us that we force him, the other pasuk says it's Ritzayne. Koifen oisei at sheyem Ritzani. We force him to say he wants. Ama Shmuel, oi lo tzricha da shenem al Ritzayne. Michael Mashman tenina af apishe miskapoli at sheyisratze. Of course, that's what the Mishnah says. Even though he needs Rotzen for a kapara, shenem al Ritzayne. Loitzricha says the Gemara, the Parish Lechavre. Your friend was mafresh achatas for you. So ma'u detemo ki bi'inon das mididei. When do you need das? That's only if we're making you buy a korban. Okay, that's like the choice is havamina, right? If I'm buying my own korban, then I need to have das. But if my friend is doing it for me, mechtesa, maybe I don't need. Avo medechavre loy, komash malon, zimnen. Sometimes loy nichale de lachaper b'midi de lav diday. He doesn't want somebody else's kapor. He wants his own. Meis vechatos le v'ashem ishal pleni alai ledas yotzo shalei ledas lo yotzo. By chatos it doesn't work if the guy doesn't have intent. But if it's a lesser yushlam of shal pleni alai pain ledas pain shalei ledas yotzo. So you see clearly that you don't need das. That's at the time of the kapora. Right? What I'm talking about, the altsi bishas afrosha. That you already had das when the guy separated the carbon for you, you were okay with it. So once you were okay when the guy separated the carbon for you, we assume you're okay with it. But ki kamina no bishas afrosha. Okay. And now here's the punchline. Upligi de ula, because ula says, the Amar ula loy chilku bein chatas loyla. There is no difference between the knowledge and the das that you need by a korban chatas and a korban oyla. Both of them you need rotzen. Elo shechatas tzricha das b'shas afrosha, for oyla ein tzricha das b'shas afrosha. Avo b'shas kaporo, idi v'idi ledas yotzo shaloy ledas lo yotzo. So here clearly the Gemara seems to be making the same statement again. That the das that's needed by a chatas is the same das that's needed by an oila. And if the koifenoi se atshigem reitzani works by a chat oila, then it's gotta work by a chatas too. Unless you say, well, that could be a dispute between ula and shmuel. Highly unlikely. So again, the whole reading of the sugya goes with the Rambam and the Chasam Sofer, which is that Koifenoisei is enough das, and the only reason why we don't normally force a person to do it is because it's not needed. And if it would be needed, we actually would. And that's the sugi here in Bava Basra. If you look in Bava Basra, Daf Mem Ches, the same thing. Over there, Tosfos says the same idea, that if the guy says, I don't want to bring, this we don't have here in the Pekel. If the guy says, I don't want to bring, then we don't hold back. Now we will force him to bring the chatas. And that's the way the whole sugya flows. The whole sugya flows. So, on the other hand, there's a tremendous contradiction. So we seem to have clearly, most of the Rishonim seem to be telling us, and the way the Gemara reads, is that the only reason why we don't force you to bring a chatas is because we are not concerned that you won't bring it. If we had a concern that you wouldn't bring it, we would force you to bring a kolchat. That's the way everything flows here. And in Oil and Ishlamim, we have concern that you won't bring it, and therefore we do force you to bring it. That's the way the Gemara flows. The choice is, though, it seems to be kemat in isolation. Until we get to this Tosfos and Krisus. In Maseches Krisus, on Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara here brings a machloikis between Rab Meir and the Chachomim. Whether if two Edim come and tell you that Yechayev HaKom Chatas, and you negate them, you argue with them, are you chayev to bring a Kom Chatas? So two Edim come and say you ate Chalev, right? And you say, I didn't eat chalev. Okay, so you're negating what the Edom are saying. The Shaila is, can the Edom chayev you to bring a chatas against your view or not? So the Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say you only bring a kom chatas if it's hoide elav, if you acknowledge that you did a chet. And Rameh says no, makes a kal v'chomer. If two people can chayev misa, surely they could be chayev a carbon. And that's the Gemara. So the obvious question is, the end result is, we're not going to force you to bring a chatas anyway. Right? So what's the difference? What's the machlokes? If ein mamashkin el chatois, if anyway we don't force a person to bring a kom chatas at the end of the day, so what's in the gate of whole machlokes of Meir and the Chachamim? Remeir says two eidim could establish that yechayev a chatas, even if you argue with them, and the Chachamim say that two eidim cannot establish that you chayev achatas if you argue with them. Right? But if at the end of the day, you have to voluntarily bring a kom chatas, so the whole Reb Meir is not negeah. Reb Meir is not negeah. Reb Meir goes, two people could be mechayev achatas. Okay. So what? I'm not going to bring one if I think I'm not mechayev achatas. So comes Tosfos. This is Tosfos' question. Increases. Tosfos asks this question. That's this Tosfos here on Daf Yud Beis. Amid Aleph. And he says as follows, Vim Toimah, the bottom of the Tosfos, at the last 6-7 lines, Vim Toimah, says Tosfos. That's a question. Heich Mechayev Reb Meir. How does Reb Meir say that you have to bring a chatas? V'ho'oma lo yachalti. L'maisa, the guy is saying, I didn't eat the chalev. So he's not going to bring the chalev. If he says, I didn't eat it, he ain't going to bring it. So he says, so if he's not going to bring it, that's our sugya as well. So this is a terrific kasha on the whole sugya. How could it be a debate whether Edom could force you to bring a, could you argue with the Edom? Can you not argue with the Edom? You're not going to bring it anyway. You're a Tosfos. Unbelievable Tosfos. Tosfos says, when do we not force you to bring it? We only don't force you to bring it in a case where you acknowledge that you're chayev the chatas. You just say, I don't want to bring it. Then we don't force you. But over here where you say, I hold on potter completely, then we would force you. So this Tosfos seems to be saying clearly, like the Ksais. Right? The problem is that according to the Ksais, Tosfos doesn't work either. But clearly Tosfos is saying here that if somebody says, Loi nichali b'kapor, I don't want to bring it, we don't force him. He says it. He says black and white. We don't force you to bring it. So he says. So if we don't force you to bring, so then how could this is the very same Tosfos. That in Bava Basra, Daf Memches, he says that we would force you to bring it if you're not bringing it. Over here he says we don't force you. What? Over here he says that if a guy says, I don't want the kapara, okay. Now, the problem I have with this Tosfos is forgetting that he conflicts his own shita. He contradicts his own shita, which we'll see the Ramban and the Ritva do as well. It doesn't even work according to the Ktzais. Because the lumdus behind the Ktzais is that a person cannot get a kapara against their will. Okay? They have to want to bring this Karmel Chattas, otherwise they can't get a kapara. That's the whole concept of the Ktzais. So what's the difference why I don't want it? What's the difference if the reason I don't want it is because I say I don't want a chattas now, or I say I hold I don't need a chattas now? Either way, I don't want to bring this carbon. Either way, I'm completely against bringing this carbon out. Why would it make a difference? Yeah, but again, Tosfos is asking that it's irrelevant if the Edom are believed or not, because ultimately, if you don't believe the Edom and you don't want to bring the Chattas, we can't force you to bring a Chattas. Is that Tosfos' question?
Yes, what the Beis Din is saying is that the Edom are believed.
Okay.
So therefore, it doesn't matter what the Beis Din is saying,
it's
whatever they say is
not. Okay, but I don't want to bring it. Am I going to bring a Chattas if I say I didn't eat Chalev? I understand, but I'm asking you the bottom line. Am I going to bring a Chattas?
No.
So why talk about it? It's like when a shul has a board meeting about how they're going to get money out of a guy that they'll never get money out of. Why meet about it if you're not going to talk, if you're not going to get anywhere? I don't mean chashon to make any demyanis. That's the point. The point is, for years, I remember I used to get together with a shul. We would talk about a guy who bought the chveis $5,000 aliyah 20 years ago. It was a minig. We discussed it every year. There was no hava minig was ever going to come through, but it's like sipri tzis mitzrayim. So Tosfos is saying the whole discussion of whether the Edom are believed or you're believed is not relevant. You don't want to bring the Karban Chattas. You're not going to bring it. So it's you're right, it's a Toitzah, but Tosfos is saying, but that Toitzah is critical. Because the end of the day, the only thing we're dealing with is, are you going to bring a Chattas or are you not going to bring a Chattas? And you know what the answer is? You won't bring a Chattas. Because you hold your... Forget kaifin. Tosfos is saying that we don't do kafir. That's Tosfos' whole problem. Tosfos' problem is if we don't force you anyway, so you're only going to bring a chattas if you mask him, and you hold you didn't eat, what's the difference what the Edom are saying? Remeir goes, the Edom are believed. Shkoich. So what? What would be if you yourself are believed? Hedas baldin kamei dem dami. You come to Beis Din and you say, "I'm moidam chayev achatas." I don't want. So Tosfos is saying we won't force you. So the Edom are no better than you. The end result is you, Shelley, have to decide that you want to bring a chatas. So the relevance of how much belief the Edom have is not a gay at all. Not relevant. That's Tosfos' kash. So Tosfos answers, "Well, it depends. It's true." If you came into Beis Din and you said, you know, I'm chayv achatas, but I don't want to bring it, we won't force you to bring it. That's what Tosfos says. If you walk into Beis Din and you say, I don't want to bring a chatas, we won't force you to bring it. But if you say, you know what, I don't want to bring a chatas because I'm not mechuyev one. And you stand your ground, you say, and therefore I'm not going to bring it, then we will force you to bring it. Kicking and screaming. Tosfos doesn't say, then we'll give you a therapy session and we'll convince you that you should bring the chattas. No, we'll be mamashkin you. You're screaming, I don't want the chattas. We'll bring you in kicking and screaming. So I don't hear logically, if we take the Ktzois' way of thinking, which is a logic, the Ktzois doesn't fit with our sugi well, but it's a logical thing, we can't give you a kapara against your will. So I don't understand what Tosfos gained by saying, well, over here, you really would bring a chattas if you were chayev one. You're just saying you hold, you're not chayev a chattas. Yeah, but bottom line is, I refuse to bring this chattas. So you schlep me into Beis Din. I'm screaming and kicking, and I say, I don't want the chattas. As the kohen is shechting it. Say, I don't want the chattas. So Tosfos says, then we will force you. So it all depends why you don't want the chattas. If you don't want the chattas because you hold, you're not chayev it, then we will force you to do it. Even if I, again, this Tosfos contradicts his own Shita, doesn't stand to hold water with his own Shita, but even if I would understand what Tosfos is saying, right, to work out the Stira, inherently the logic is not clear. Because the Ktsois at least is a wholesome logic. The Ktsois' logic is, we can't force you to get a kapara. If you don't want a kapara, we can't force you to get a kapara. That's the Ktsois. Now the Minchas Chinuch also goes with the approach of the Ktsois. If you take a look at the Minchas Chinuch, he says, the Rambam brings down that if the closest city to the egg, to the dead body doesn't bring the egg la'rufa, we force him to bring it. Says the Rambam, nis'achru v'loy heviu, if the city doesn't bring the egg la'rufa, koifin oisa, we force them to bring it. Va'afilu la'acha kamashonim, says the Rambam, even after years, we'll still force them to bring it. V'hine ha'odekos of Rambam the koifin, Hainu kekol mitzvahs asay the koif, just like we force all mitzvahs. V'tzorachin, ha'kaimelon be'erichin u'poska Rambam a'perik yidal ma'isik amonat ha'loch yidzayin, t'chay v'chato yisayim imashkin in'aysan, kivin ala kapora kosi. Now I'll tell you the truth, I don't know what's bothering the Minchas Chinuch. The very same Rambam that he's quoting is the Rambam that we just read before, where the Rambam explicitly states that we're not worried that you're not going to bring it. And over here, the Rambam's talking about a case where they procrastinated and they're not bringing it. So I don't even know what the Minchas Chinuch is bothered with. Minchas Chinuch says, I don't understand. The Rambam says we don't force. Yeah, but that Rambam that you're quoting says we don't force because we're not afraid that they'll be negligent. And the Rambam in Egel Aruf is saying, what happens if they are negligent? And the Rambam says, well, if they are negligent, we will force them to bring. That makes a lot of sense. I don't know what the... But you see from the Minchas Chinuch that he's going with the Ktzos. We never force a chadas. No matter what, we never force a chadas. That's what he seems to be saying. We never force a chadas. Okay. So, I think in order to get some clarity here, in this sugya, I think the approach to be taken would be a relatively poshut approach. And that is, the Briskerov has a shaila. His shaila is this halacha of memashkinim, this din that we take a mashkin. Let's say you chayev a korban oil. So we go ahead and we take a mashkin from you, right? We take a collateral. If you don't bring the korban oil, we're going to take a collateral, right? So the Briskerov analyzes, where is that coming from, this that we take a collateral? Is that a halacha that Bezdin is taking the collateral? Just like Bezdin forces you to do any mitzvah. So they take the collateral. Or, says the Briskerov, or is it that the Beis HaMikdash gets involved? It's not really Bezdin enforcing a mitzvah. It's Bezdin, it's the Beis HaMikdash coming in as a person you owe money to. Not als mitzvah. You owe money to them, they're coming and taking. So if you look at Rabbeinu Gershon in our sugya, Rabbeinu Gershon states, by Chai Ve'erich and Mamashkin and Eisan, he says, we're talking about the Gizbar. That's what he says. You guys got it? Chai Ve'erich and? Chai Ve'erich and Mamashkin and Eisan. So he says, Hagizbar. Rabbeinu Gershon says, the Gizbar, the one in charge in the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to come after you. So he's sort of saying that it's the person that you owe money to. The Beis HaMikdash comes in here. Okay? This is not Bezdin coming in like you're not sitting in a sukkah, and Bezdin is making sure that you sit in the sukkah. You're not eating matzah, Bezdin is making sure that you're eating matzah. It's the Beis HaMikdash is coming in and saying, you owe us money. And the Gizbar is coming and saying, you owe us money. This is the Shaila. The Reb David Soloveitchik, Zolzayin Gizim, quotes his father here in Erechim. He says, Moran Zatzal Chokar, Mahu Dino de Masniton de Memashkin in Chai Ve'erechim. Im Havi Mihilchus Gevi Eschoiv,
Is it like they're collecting a debt? It's a monetary debt. You owe money.
The kibon de nod alitin lehekdish v'chayiv litin lehekdish lochein bo ahekdish v'goyv oisay.
Says the Brisker Rav, hekdish comes and collects.
Oy the havi midin kfiyeh the koyfen ala mitzvahs.
Or maybe it's like Bezdin coming, and they're saying, listen, you got a mitzvah to do. Nobody, by a regular case in Bezdin, even when Bezdin comes, let's say for a chayv moment, they're really just a representative of the guy you owe money to. He's using the system. He's using the system. He can really go to you directly and say, Mamoni Gaboch, he doesn't really need Bezdin. It's really Reuven coming to Shimon saying, you owe me $100. If he has difficulty collecting from you, he will go to Bezdin and use them as a method to facilitate his gvir. If you disagree with him, he'll use Bezdin to clarify if you do or don't owe him the money. But primarily, the one who you owe the money to is the one who's coming to collect. And he's using whatever's at his disposal to collect that money. So what the Brisker Rav is saying is one approach here is that Beis HaMikdash is coming and saying, pay. Pay your carbon. Pay. Right? The other approach is Bezdin is coming and being koyf ala mitzvahs. Bezdin is coming and saying, listen, we understand you made a neder. We understand you have a mitzvah. You got to do your mitzvah. Those are the two approaches. So that's what the Reb David brings down from his father as this shyly had to learn the sugya. The diak is from the Rabbeinu Gershon, because Rabbeinu Gershon uses the language, the gizbar. That's the diak that's made. Anyway, the logic is that in the case where Rabbeinu Gershon says the gizbar, it's obvious the gizbar, because that's chayvei erichin. Erichin is something that you donated, you pledged to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, to the Bedek HaBayis. So there it's clearly logical that the one who's here collecting is the Beis HaMikdash. The treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash comes and he says, you have a pledge, you have an outstanding pledge to the Beis HaMikdash. Pay it up. That makes a lot of sense. But by Kobonis, it's still very up for debate as to what it is. So I want to tell you like this. The Ramban and the Ritva that I mentioned earlier, both seem to take the approach like the Rambam. The Chai V'Chatris V'Hashomais, the reason why we don't force you, is because we have no reason to force you. Because we are comfortable that you're going to do it yourself. That's why we don't force you. Which would mean that if we saw that you didn't do it, we would force you. The same Ramban and Ritva come in Meseches Makis, and have Beis on the Beis. Over there, the Gemara has a discussion if two Edim come and say that you're Chayiv Koifer. Two Edim come and say that Reuven is Chayiv to pay Koifer, because his ox killed somebody. Okay? And now, those Edim become Zoymimim. So the Gemara has a discussion, do the Edim Zoymimim have to pay the Koifer? So the Gemara says that if you hold Koifer as a Kapora, then they don't have to pay. The Edim Zoymimim, they don't have to pay. So the Ramban and the Ritva both explain why not. Who cares if it's a kapora, if it's not a kapora? They say very simple. Since it's a kapora, so if the guy doesn't want to pay it at the end of the day, he won't pay it anyway. So, and he knows that his ox didn't gore anybody. His ox really didn't gore anybody. So the Edim Zoymimim coming to Bezdin and saying that this guy's ox gored somebody is not going to get them anywhere. Because the owner of the ox is not going to pay the koifer if he so pleases. And therefore, the Edim Zoymimim didn't the mail, that's why they don't have to pay. That's the Ritva and the Ramban. The problem I have with the Ritva and the Ramban is that this is a case where even they would say that you do it for us. Because the whole reason why, the Ritva and the Ramban both say that if you end up not bringing the carbon, we will force you. Over here, obviously, when the Edim Zoymim came and said, your ox gored somebody, you got up there and said, no, it didn't gore anybody. So there we would force you. So we have a Ramban and a Ritva in Rosh Hashanah telling me that if you don't bring the Korban Chatas after three regalim, we will force you to bring it. Because then we're not comfortable that you're not going to bring it, that you're going to bring it. And then we have the Ramban and Ritva in Makas telling us that if you decide not to do a Kapara, we don't force you to do it. So this again is a contradiction. So
I had a different problem that bothered me. How does the Ramban and the Ritva know that the owner knows anything? Two Adam come to Bez and they say his ox killed somebody. They happen to be lying. What makes us assume that he knows that they're lying? He doesn't either know. Why are they making the assumption that he's not going to pay the kofer because his ox didn't kill anybody? He doesn't know that. When we say that Adam Zayim don't pay kofer, we're saying in all cases, two Adam come, they say Reuven's ox killed somebody, they don't pay kofer. Why not? Who says that the guy knows that his ox didn't gore anybody? He's sitting at home, two Adam come, and they didn't say he was walking with his ox. They said, your ox killed somebody. Two Adam, I hear. You believe the Adam just like Bezda would believe the Adam. That's another kasha that bothered me on those Rishon. So I think my boy said the answer is like this. This Briskerov's question is critical. And if you look in the Mishnah Melech, on that Rambam that I asked you to look up, Perek Yudalid Halacha Yudzayin, you'll see a fascinating Ramban quoted in the Mishnah Melech. If you look at the Mishnah Melech there, he says as follows, Yesh Meforshim. You got that? He's quoting the Ramban. Mishnah Melech Halacha Yudzayin. Yesh Meforshim, some explain, there is no difference. Exactly the way we were explaining. Only if the time, it's not due yet. You're not in default. Why? Because the Bahanim and Mashkinim, by an oil and a shlomim, we will take collateral. Because we're afraid you won't be negligent. Ubahanach. And by the chatos and the oshom, loy posha. We're not afraid that you'll be negligent. Aval, la'acha sha'ovu shloy sha'regolim. But once three yom and tovim go by, bekulam imashkinim. Right? We're mashkin, v'koy finami, we force him. B'mili v'shuti. With words, and with force if need be. Bezdin will verbalize to him that he has to bring it, and if that's not enough, they will use physical force to make sure that he brings it. The Bikulu Ksiv, listen to this Ramban. The Bikulu Ksiv V'osisa. Uki'inyin sha'omu b'sh'ar mitzvahs. Mamish, not what the... By all mitzvahs, makin oisai. Ad sh'teitzei nafshei v'dova nochanu adka. What do I see in this Ramban? Black and white. That the Ramban says that there are two types of Ksiv. There are two types of forcing. One is coming from the Beis HaMikdash. You owe money to the Beis HaMikdash, and they come and they say, we want you to pay. And they are given authority to take even collateral from you to make sure that you pay. And then we have Chatas and Oshem. Chatas and Oshem is a Kapora. Kapora, so inherently a Kapora is between you and the Eibishter. There's no real Teveya, monetarily speaking. But still in all, even though there's no authority here, and we're not afraid that you won't bring it either. We're not afraid. The Ktsois is right, and the Rambam is right. They're both right. Number one, it's a kapora. So it's really between you and the Rabbanu Shalom. Number two, we're not afraid that you won't bring it. It's a lesser of a concern than other mitzvahs, because you have a reason to bring it, to get a kapora. So really, we sit tight. Should you procrastinate and not bring it, then we will force you. But we're forcing you not because the gizbar has his gun to our head, because you owe us money. We're going to force you because koifin ala mitzvahs. That's what the Ramban says. Just like we force you on all mitzvahs. Which means that ultimately Bezdin is not being toveya for the other guy. They're coming and telling you to do a mitzvah. That's what Bezdin is doing. You have to do the mitzvah. So it comes out that the kfiyah is a different type of kfiyah. It's not mamashkinin, really. And even if they'll take a mashkin, mamashkin is only a form of kfiyah. It's not a monetary thing. It's a way of forcing you. We'll verbally try to force you, as Ramban says. We'll physically try to force you. And we'll put money pressure on you to try to force you. But it's a whole different idea. I think now everything is possible. First of all, the sugya in Makis to me is mamish very, very clear. The sugya in Makis is telling us we can only force the Edom Zoymimim to pay something which they have activated in Bezdin. If they came in Bezdin and created a monetary obligation on you, right? So now we could say that that punishment that they created on you now gets transferred to them. Yeah? But Koifer is not a punishment that Bezdin is enforcing, but Torah, you owe something. Koifer is a mitzvah. And even the end of the day, if Bezdin will force you to do it, they will only force you to do it like they force a person to sit in the sukkah. That's not transferable. That's not something you can put on the Edom Zoymimim. That's a mitzvah. If the Edom Zoymimim, the Moshel, would say, this guy didn't eat matzah yet. We testify this Edom Zoymimim didn't eat matzah. Right? So now Bezdin's going to take the guy and force him to eat matzah. They say it's the first night of sukkahs. He didn't sit in the sukkah. Bezdin now is going to go force the guy to sit in the sukkah. Yeah. Now, turned out there's Zoymimim. And the guy did eat matzah, or he did sit in the sukkah. Are we going to stuff matzah down their mouths? Of course not. Because that's not an obligation that was chal, that they created, a Bezdin activated obligation that we could transfer onto him. It's a mitzvah. Only something that there was a Gemar Din on. In other words, when Edom Zoymimim come and they create a Gemar Din on somebody, a punishment, something that's being imposed on that individual as a Psak Din, then that Psak Din gets transferred onto the Edom Zoymimim. That's not what happened here. By Koifer, all they're saying is that guy's ox killed somebody. Now he has a mitzvah to pay Koifer. And if he decides not to do it, Bezdin will force him to Koifer ala mitzvahs, that he should go and do the mitzvah. We have nothing to transfer. Just like we can't transfer the chiyuv to eat matzah on the Edom Zoymimim. There's no Gemar Din on that. There's no. Now, when you come to our sugya, it's very, very poshut now. The Gemara is saying that there's no mamashkin in al hatoyas. Right? Which means that there is no mamashkinin, als monetary obligation. Now, if three regolim would go by and you wouldn't bring it, then there would be a koifin ala mitzvahs. Bezdin will force you to do it, but Torah is koifin ala mitzvahs. And like the Ramban says, not necessarily monetarily. They'll do it physically, they'll force you to do it. Or they'll talk to you and give you musr. Why aren't you doing your mitzvah? But this is not the mamashkinim. And that's why there's no contradiction between the Rishonim, the way they speak over there and the way they speak over there. It's all one thing. Now you could say that the pshat and Tosfos increases is also quite simple. Tosfos is saying that in the case of Tosfos actually holds that there's no mamashkinim, normally. There's no mamashkinim. But although there's no mamashkinim, Tosfos already told us in Bava Basra that if a guy ultimately, at the end of the day, doesn't bring it, we will be mamashkinim. Because koifin ala mitzvahs. You will ultimately tell him to bring. Normally, we don't force a guy to do it till Gimel Regalim, because till Gimel Regalim go by, we assume that he will do the mitzvah. In other words, when do we go force a guy to sit in the sukkah? We don't come to his house as soon as he comes home from shul and force him to sit in the sukkah. When it comes Chatzos and he still didn't sit in the sukkah, we'll come and say, you better sit, now's the time. It's now or never. But normally, when do we do Kfiala mitzvahs? When we have an assumption that you're not doing the mitzvah. Right? So normally, we would wait three regolim before we would impose upon you to bring a Chatzos. Because we're not coming to you monetarily. We're coming to you just as Kleifin ala mitzvahs. So normally, we assume that you will bring the Chatzos before the time is due. But that's only if you really hold your chayav of the chatas. But if you really hold your not chayav of the chatas, then there is no assumption that you will ultimately bring the chatas. You won't ultimately bring the chatas. So there's no reason for us to wait Gimel Regolim. You follow? That's what Tosfos is saying. Over here you're saying, I hold I don't need one. So we can't say, well, you know what, we have no reason to force this guy. Because he'll probably do it anyway. He probably won't do it anyway. So now, but I'm still saying, we're forcing him als kreifin ala mitzvahs. Not als mamashkinim. It's just that over here, we have a logical reason to do it now. Normally, the holding of Ein Mamashkinin is only for three regalim. After three regalim, we do everything at our disposal to make you bring that Korban Chatos. Okay? Normally, we wait three regalim because we assume before three regalim, you're going to do it. No matter what, you're going to do it. But that's so long that you really acknowledge that you're Chayav HaChatos. But if you yourself think you're not Chayav HaChatos, we have nothing to go by. So why do we have to wait for the rush? We could force you now to bring the Chatos. You're in a state of not bringing the Chatos. Normally, you don't reach that state unless you bypass the default zone, which is three regalim. But over here, if you say that I'm not Chayav HaChatos, so we don't have to wait for you to go into default. You're saying right now the debt is not there. So we'll force you right now, according to Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir's sheet. And actually, I always learned that Reb Meir and the Chachamim are very similar. Reb Meir holds that the Edim have, and maybe this is what Shelley was trying to say, the Edim have an ability to be able to tell you that you ate Chalef. In other words, you also have to believe the Edim. You have an obligation, halachically, to believe the Edim. If you don't recall eating, you still also have to believe the Edim. See, the Gemara brings down that there's a migu. You could say, lo yachalti shegeg el amezit. So all the Rishonim ask, what do you mean that's a migu b'mokam Edim? Migu doesn't work against Edim. So Tosfos answers, well, there's a hoidel, we care about you. Hoidel, if you have to know that you're chayav achatas. So everybody asks, so what do you need a migu for? Either way, if you're telling me there's a din that you have to acknowledge, you don't need a migu. You don't bring a chatas unless you acknowledge you're chayav achatas. And if you learn that you have to be believed, and that's what we need a migu for, the migu shouldn't work. It's against Edim. So I think the pshat is simple. In order to be chayav achatas, you have to, according to the Chachamim, and according to the mayor too, but according to the Chachamim, you have to acknowledge that you're chayav achatas, which means you have to know you're chayav achatas. Now you came here to Beis Din and you said, I'm not Chayav HaChatos. I'm not Chayav HaChatos. So now we have to know, there are two possibilities. One possibility is that you really don't remember eating Chalev. We Beis Din assume that if two Edim say you ate Chalev, you ate Chalev. That's not even on the table. Beis Din assumes now you ate Chalev. Because two Edim say you ate Chalev, you ate Chalev. But now you're saying you didn't eat Chalev. So we have two possibilities. Possibility number one is you're a liar. You also know that you ate chalev. You don't want to bring a chatas. Possibility number two is that you honestly don't remember eating chalev. There's a tremendous difference between these two ways. Because if you really don't think you ate chalev, you're not chayav chatas. You're only chayav chatas after you know you ate chalev. Right? So the problem is, we don't know, do you really not remember? So that's what the migu does. The migu tells us, this guy's not a liar. Because if he was just trying to get out of a chatas, he could have said, I ate b'mezit. So now that he said, I didn't eat b'mezit, I didn't eat at all, you could believe him that he really doesn't remember eating. Because if he did, he was a liar, he has a better lie to make. So he's honestly saying he doesn't remember eating. So even though we hold he did eat, but he doesn't. And according to the Chachamim, two Edim come and give you the information, that's called knowledge. So two Edom are giving you information that you don't know, you don't remember. But now the Edom are giving you that knowledge. That's the whole debate between the Mei and the Chacham. But Al Kulponim, in this case, you hold you didn't eat. So you ain't going to bring a Chatas. That's why the Chachamim said, that's why Tosfos says over here, we will force you to do it. Al Koyfen Al Mitzvahs will force you to do it. Okay, I think we got back there right now. Right?